Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Where's your playlist taking you? Down the highway? To the mountains? Or just into daydream mode while you're stuck in traffic? With over 4,000 hotels worldwide, Best Western is there to help you make the most of your getaway, wherever that is. Because the only thing better than a great playlist is a great trip. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Book direct and save at bestwestern.com.
America leads the world in medicine development. It matters. We get new medicines first, nearly 3 years faster. 5 million Americans go to work because we make medicines here at home. And not relying on other countries keeps us safe. But China is racing to overtake us. Will we let them, or will we choose to stay ahead? When America leads, America cures. Let's tell Washington to keep us in the lead.
Learn how at americacures.com. Paid for by Pharma.
Can't get enough of The Fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Twerking.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, away we go. A Wednesday podcast for you as we record this. The snow falling again, but don't get concerned. What's up, Al?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. I was listening to Theo Vaughn podcast yesterday, and he had a breathing expert on.
Okay.
And I was a little confused.
How to breathe?
Yeah.
Or like the proper way to breathe?
Yeah. Like, how did you, if I were to say to you, Jerry, what's the proper way to breathe? What would you say?
In through the nose. Yeah. But, I don't know. Whatever happens next happens. I don't know. I don't think about it much.
But where do you exhale?
Nose.
Yeah, that's the proper way. I always thought you, and I believe I do breathe in through the nose and out through the nose, but I always thought that you were told, like, breathe in through the nose, out through the mouth.
Well, maybe when you're doing meditation.
That's what he said. If you're doing specific techniques for that, you would do that, but when you sleep at night, you're supposed to breathe in the nose, out the nose.
Well, you are sleeping. How can you control that?
Well, the way you would control it is if you're not doing that, and someone who sleeps near you or observes you sleeping, and they see you with your mouth open, doing certain
duct tape it shut.
Not duct tape, but they have mouth tape for that.
Yeah, interesting.
And that supposedly you get a more rejuvenated sleep when you're breathing in through your nose, out through your nose.
Yeah, I'm going to worry about not waking up 16 times a night first. Once I get that settled, which I feel like I'm in pretty good shape right now.
Okay,
I'll worry about the other thing, but I don't know that I sleep with my mouth open. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I'm thinking maybe I need to tape my mouth shut one night just to,
or video yourself, find out.
Yeah, that seems weird. I don't know that I want to see
of all the things that you've done. That's not one of the weirder ones.
I don't know if I want to see myself sleeping.
I didn't say record yourself nude doing things to yourself. I said record yourself just sleeping
and see if
you'll hear about the snoring, and you will see how you're. If comfortable, not comfortable, mouth open, mouth closed, and you'll get a better idea.
Yeah. So I don't know. If you're out there and you're having a rough night where you sleep but you're still exhausted, maybe tape your mouth shut.
Okay. Fair enough. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there saying that to their significant others these days, not because of sleeping either.
But you got to pick actual mouth tape. Otherwise,
you rip the skin off your face.
You rip the skin off your face.
Imagine someone putting Gorilla Tape on their
face. No.
Oh, my God.
No. You have to use like mouth tape.
Yes, of course.
I guess 3M, they make all sorts of tapes.
Okay.
They make a mouth tape. There's a place. There's the one that Gio's brought up and Joe Rogan has brought up called Hostage Tape. It's just a brand name of putting things on your face.
Interesting name.
Yeah. But I mean, again, like sometimes I feel like we look for things to focus on.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, like, he just did a podcast on nose breathing.
Yeah, full, like 90 minutes.
Right. And you listen
to it. And I listened to it, yeah. Because it was all breathing, all about breathing.
That's one of those where I say to you, so how are we going to label this wonderful podcast today? How to select eggs. Boy, can't wait to turn that one on. The same thing I would think if I saw Theo Von talking about nose breathing. All right, I'm out.
No, it was Theo Von speaks to a breathing expert.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just not interested.
And I was like, I'll give this a shot.
Oh, you've got the time. Why not?
And the guy was engaging enough that I listened the whole way.
You know, that's
I
a big part of it.
I listened on 1.5 speed, yeah, so no, it was a little faster.
Yep, understood.
But I felt like he was doing different breathing techniques. And then he was also talking about this guy's like about air quality in different places, like hotel rooms airplanes and things. And the guy goes, I travel with this meter. That guy's measuring
to
air
see
quality.
The type of oxygen he's got. Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, that seems like, wow, you are really, we're measuring.
I didn't know they made the that.
Me neither.
So like I have in my basement where I built out a makeshift studio, which is when I'm home like I was Monday where I do the show from. It's a basement, so it at times, depending upon, you know, the dehumidifier working properly or whatever, it can feel like a basement. Other times, it feels like you're in a regular room in a house. I spent, I think, like $400, nothing crazy, $300 or $400 on an air purifier that really seems to work, and I notice a difference when it's on. What's interesting is when I would do pre and post game for the Cowboys from down there, I can't have that on because of the noise.
Yeah.
And so I'll keep it on until we start. Then I turn it off, and I notice about an hour in, I notice a difference. Like, the air quality can't be great down there without that on. I didn't know you could buy a device, though, for it.
Yeah, me neither. He says he takes it with him on the road all the time.
Interesting.
Just to see.
And then what does he do if he ends up in the hotel room where the air quality's not up to his standards? Go to a different hotel, did he say?
No, I think he just knows then why he might be feeling a certain way or sleeping, getting... Not
because
as...
that's really interesting, too, for think about all these college and professional teams that have nutritionists on staff. They have trainers on staff. They're trying to come up with the perfect schedule to get their athletes to be at peak performance for game time. I wonder if they have sleep experts on these teams that do things like that to know, hey, we can't stay at that hotel again. Because last time we did, the guys just weren't into it, and now they know why. The air quality wasn't as good.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
And he said that there are certain airlines that have really good air quality and other airlines with very bad air quality.
What did he say about Breeze Airways?
He didn't get into them.
Okay.
He didn't give any specifics yet. He said he wants to compile the data and make sure he's not trashing somebody
first. What do you think one of these devices costs?
I don't know. I don't even know what
would you call it? Air quality
device, measuring device.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Air quality measuring.
Air quality measurement device.
How much?
Damn. If you want a good one?
Yeah.
$2,400?
Oh, what if I want not a good one?
They've got just like much smaller handheld ones.
Yeah.
$200.
That's probably the one he has because he says he packs it on a trip with him.
I mean, but all kidding aside, when you look at these, that's cheap. I mean, these are basically between $400 and a few thousand dollars. There's only a couple here for like $200. That's really interesting.
Yeah. If it means means something to you, maybe it's a good investment for people.
Yeah. No, I suppose. I mean, they have one, but this one's you got to hook up. We want a portable one. Like, they got it. But, like, I don't think this one's good. If I'm looking at ones for $400 to $2,000, one for $59.
Yeah, no way.
What is that really measuring?
Nothing.
Okay. I wish he would have given the one he uses.
He didn't say. He just said, I have a measuring device.
Okay.
He didn't give a brand name.
This is really cool. They sell a plug-in. It's a CO2 detector. It's an air quality monitor. And it also gives you the humidity measurement.
You can measure everything.
Yeah, it's pretty neat, actually. Yeah, maybe get one of those.
You measure it all.
Just plug it right into the wall.
Yeah.
Okay.
I heard this morning on the call-in line, a fellow named Steve in Arizona called me, Jerry.
Okay.
He says he listens to both the warm-up and the podcast.
Nice.
In Arizona, and he just wanted to pitch Arizona to us.
You don't have to pitch it. I'm in.
Because what he said was, you know, I guess I was complaining about anywhere you move, there's something.
For sure. Yeah, we were talking about the extreme heat and the dust storms out there.
Yeah, so he said he lives about 35 minutes west of the airport, Scottsdale, Phoenix Airport.
Yeah.
And he said they don't get dust storms there. The dust storms are more down south.
Okay.
He said there's no tornadoes, no earthquakes, no hurricanes, no snow.
It sounds like Shangri-La.
He just said, you know.
Just the summer's hot.
He goes in the summer, just, you know, don't go outside.
Don't melt.
Don't melt, yeah.
Don't go out barefoot.
Yeah, and I was like, huh. That did sound like a pretty good
pitch. I've always said that if we go somewhere, the idea for me would be, especially if it was Arizona, which I do think is on the table for me in the future at some point, I do think what's on the table for me would be living out there for a lot of the year and coming home and spending, not all of the summer, but spending enough time in the summer in this area to still see family and friends. Like, I don't want to completely close that chapter of my life if hopefully my parents are still alive and my sister's still here and my brother's still alive and doing well and my aunt and my cousins. I would still like to come back, but I'd like to do it in the summer and not, and maybe the holidays, that's different. Sure, maybe you want to come back for Thanksgiving or Christmas, but I would just like to be somewhere where I know it's going to be nice and you can live your life. Like, did you ever think about, and I don't know why I was thinking about this yesterday because I was driving to Rutgers and I turned the radio off and got deep into thought on things. Did you ever think about how many days in a life you have? And how many of those days, let's say starting with adulthood after you graduate college, when you really just become a worker and then a family man or whatever you might be, how many days are taking away from you because of bad weather and the lack of something to do? And for lack of a better term, the day becomes a waste of productivity and time. It's a lot in this area.
Oh, for sure. A lot.
It is. And I'm not saying going out and playing golf is like the most productive day at all, but for me it is, and it's clarity and I'm doing something I enjoy and you get exercise doing it. For you, it might be longer walks down the shore with the dog when it's 75 and sunny and girls are in bikinis and you're smiling. And
Jerry.
You feel alive, as opposed to how many days we get in the course of a year and then multiply that times hopefully 60. How many days of your life are wasted because the weather sucks?
Yeah, a lot of them.
Now, if you live in Arizona, how many more days you gain? It's a different life.
But then what do you got to have, like, two places to live? That seems...
I've thought of that too. And there's a couple of things there. Number one, they have places that you can rent for. I wouldn't come here for 12 weeks. But if I was going to come back to, let's say, this area for 6 to 8 weeks in the summer, I think, A, you have there are like mini suite hotels for longer stays. You can stay with family, different period. There are different ways you can do it. I don't know that I would maintain a second residence.
Yeah.
It's just too expensive.
I also wonder, too, like even where I am in Bradley Beach, down the shore, a condo, the majority of the people in my building, that's their second home.
Yeah.
But I would worry, like, when we had this snow and all, like, what's
waiting for you when you get here?
Is my house leaking? Is there ice?
Did a pipe burst?
Did a pipe burst? Yeah, like, there's so many different things that even if you had a home, like people go, oh, I have a home in Florida or in the Carolinas or Arizona. What's going on? Is there a scorpion running rampant in my home in Arizona?
Right. You wouldn't know. And then when you get in there, how do you know one's not in there?
Yeah. I wouldn't want the responsibility of two places.
Yeah, I hear you. It's not easy unless you're back and forth a lot.
Yeah.
Or renting it out and you've got someone in charge paying attention.
Yeah.
Like for me, let's say I bought your place in Bradley Beach and you moved to Florida and you were done. You retired. And I was fortunate enough to buy your place in Bradley Beach. But you know what? The idea is to only use it in the summer and I'm going to rent it. It'll be a winter rental. But my brother lives 20 minutes away. Maybe give him a monthly fee. Go check in on it once a week.
Yeah.
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, I think you'd have to.
But that's the only way I think I could do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be worried.
I'm Sarah Austin Jeness, The Moth's executive producer and longtime host of The Moth Podcast. Every week, we share true stories told live and without notes by real people from all walks of life. Stories about disastrous haircuts, May-December romances, photographing Pluto, fighting for justice, and so much more. Some stories make you laugh, some make you think, and many stay with you long after they're told. Discover the power of story. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Monster Energy. Everybody knows White Monster Zero Ultra. That's the OG. It kicked off this whole zero sugar energy drink thing. But Ultra is a whole lineup now. You've got Strawberry Dreams, Blue Hawaiian, Sunrise, and Vice Guava. And they all bring the Monster Energy punch. So if you've been living in the white can, branch out. Ultra's got a flavor for every vibe.
and every single one is zero sugar. Tap the banner to learn more.
My sister has a friend. They have, as a couple, they live in New Jersey.
Okay.
They rent a place. They rent an apartment in Naples, Florida, year-round.
Your sister?
My sister's friend.
Oh, your sister's friend.
So they go visit a lot?
Yeah.
So they have the apartment year-round. It's not a house that they have to put money into.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Smart.
And if you get a yearly rental, like if you go to any of these places where the snowbirds go and you just want to rent for part of the year.
They're going
to
kill you.
Yeah, they jack up the price. Like the Jersey Shore. Oh, you want to rent a place in July and August? It's $15,000 or something stupid. So
maybe $20,000 for the year. So we know someone's in it.
Yeah, I think that when they first got it, they were paying, I think, $22,000 maybe for an apartment. So $24,000 a year. They go down often. But it's
not tied to it.
Yeah, it's not their place. If the water heater breaks while they're gone,
yeah,
okay, not my problem.
That is true.
You know,
I like that. I actually like that idea.
Seems like a pretty good idea.
Like even if you got so if my younger son ends up going to college somewhere, I don't know if we're going to go follow him there just because if he's going to be competing in sports, we would like to see it. But maybe that's a way to go too. I've always thought about just like leaving this area and buying something where he is. Maybe that's what we do. We just rent something.
Yeah.
And shuttle back and forth as much as we need to. That's interesting.
Yeah. Not a bad move.
No, it's not. I mean, depending on the, you know, if the rent's going to be $4,000 a month, it doesn't work. But for what you were just talking about, it does make sense, especially if you're going to start to tally up how much you're going to spend in hotel fees. I'm sure it's less, obviously, staying in the hotel, but you don't have the freedom to just come and go as you please.
Yeah.
Interesting.
If you were selling your place, Jerry, you're going to sell your home.
Mm-hmm.
Would you negotiate with the realtor what price they would, like, you can do that now with realtors. I wonder how many people do.
You can. The reason I can't really give you a great answer on that is the woman we've used for our last two deals is a friend of my wife's, and she automatically takes a good portion of the commission off.
Oh, she does?
Yeah. So I wouldn't. Is it free? No. But is it less than everyone else is paying? Yeah, it is.
They say like 5%.
Yeah, because it's usually 2.5 to 2.5 for either side. We have not paid that.
I wonder. Yeah, that's so interesting. Now it'd be kind of we like if you go to a realtor and go, "Hey, listen, this place is going to sell in, you know, this weekend."
Yeah,
I'm like, I can't give you $40,000.
Mm-hmm. I'll give you 3%. And if you don't like it, I got a million other realtors I will shop this to.
Yeah.
You really should be in control when you think about it.
Yeah, they really got to get to the point where it's a fee, not a percentage of.
I'm with you. Now, that said, there is a lot of work that goes into it.
Right, but no more work for a $2 million house than a
I agree with that.
$700,000 house.
There's no the idea that if someone sells a $3 million home and they get, for math's sake, 2% on that, 2% is going to be $600,000. That'd be $60,000 just for their side. It'd be $120,000 in commissions if it's 4%. There's no reason they should get $60,000 for selling that home, and yet they sell a house for $500,000 and they only end up with $10,000. You're doing the same work.
Yes.
It's just that the house is bigger. I'm with you. I agree with that.
Yeah.
I do. And by the way, you know who I heard doing a radio advertising?
Who?
Was your guy, Rob Sells New Jersey.
Is that right?
I heard his ad on 101.5. New Jersey, 101.5. Yeah. Radio advertising. It was a 10-second little spot.
So Rob Sells New Jersey isn't really just one guy, Rob. It's his team, I believe.
Okay. Well, whatever.
He's got a team of people.
His face is on the billboard. His team screws up, he screws up.
Yeah, that's true. Rob Sells New Jersey. He wants all of New Jersey, whether you're at the bottom of your Cape May or at the top near the state border.
I heard. Now, I don't know. So I told you my wife's friend is a realtor. She told me his plan is Rob Sells America.
Mm. Damn. Rob Sells Mars. He'll be the first realtor.
He's got homes in Montana ready to go.
Yeah, he'll go.
Move you in tomorrow.
He will. Yes. Because all he does, this is what I should do. Al Sells New Jersey. And then someone calls. Or Al Sells America. Al and Jerry Sell America. They call us. We'll be like, oh, you want to play some Montana? That'll be like, Jerry, call some guy in Montana.
Just go to realtor.com and come up with a house.
Yeah. Hey, I got a lead for you, but you're going to have to pay me on it.
You don't pay on a lead. You got to sell the house.
If it sells,
yes.
But if I bring you somebody, I bring this realtor in Montana, a customer, and he buys.
For sure.
We got to get something.
Yeah, whatever happened to Foxton's, and then it became YHD? Remember they were the flat fee online realtor company.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did someone buy them out just to get rid of them?
Probably.
Because I think that was her. I remember when we first bought the house previous to this one, I remember looking on that a lot and coming up with, we ultimately never bought a house through that, but it was like, it saved you money.
Yeah, other people have said that they didn't use a realtor to sell, they used a lawyer, and it was cheaper.
That's okay. I could see that.
But I don't know. I wouldn't want to screw it up either.
Well, the lawyer should protect you in a lot of ways with that. But the problem with selling it yourself is you got to show your own house. I want someone else to show it, and I want to leave. You don't like my house. Don't insult me.
Isn't it beautiful?
It's ugly.
Do you guys love it?
It's a weird thing, right? When the owner's sitting right there.
It smells like a dog in here. No, it doesn't.
Actually, a wet dog.
Cancel the open house. My dog's wet.
Someone get me the air monitor.
It smells like a fresh dog in here.
What would you do if someone walked into your place, was for sale, and they turned on the air measurement monitor?
Like, this place, a lot of dog hair in here.
I was going to say, how much like dog dander and hair do you think is in the air in your condo? Has to be a lot.
I have a really good air filtration unit.
Okay.
And I will say this is interesting because I go down in my basement and look at my the filter for the AC slash.
Yeah.
It's always clean.
Really?
Yeah, I don't understand.
That's interesting.
Unless that air filter must be good.
Because you say your car is filled with hair, right?
Oh, when my
you
car put her... is filthy.
That's amazing.
And when I vacuum, oh my goodness.
Oh, I'm sure. You make a wig. Nice dog wig for yourself.
I said, I'd make myself a little dog wig, Jerry.
You could.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, let's do the warm-up program.
Yes.
Now, tomorrow, you're in for Gio.
Yes. CeeLo in for me.
CeeLo in for you. So I've got CeeLo in the warm-up. You with Boomer.
Correct.
I always love when you have a show planned out when you're working in place of Gio and you've got all your topics laid out for the top of the hour, longer segments, the shorter, and then Boomer just blows through all of them the first segment. That is my favorite.
All right, guys, have a great day. CeeLo next. I'll see you tomorrow.
Or I'd be like, we did this yesterday, Jerry. We're not doing this today. What else you got?
I know.
It's going to be awesome.
Well, I think I have a pretty good feel on what they did today.
Okay.
And so, like, I'll stay away from the butthole conversation.
Mm-hmm.
As you guys covered at 9:55 today. I'll figure something out. I also have an idea that's relatable to you.
Ooh, nice.
Which I don't know if it's going to be ready for Friday, if not maybe Monday. And
okay.
I am going to reach out. I don't think we'll get them, but I am going to reach out to the Devils to see if they can get Jack Hughes in here on Monday.
Jack Hughes.
Yeah. Tomorrow, they play tonight, and then they're on the road in Pittsburgh tomorrow night, so that's obviously out tomorrow and Friday. But there's a little bit of a gap, I think, from Saturday to Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
I think Monday's an all... I'm sure it's a long shot because he's been all over the world.
Yeah.
But it is the New York area. And I'm gonna just whatever. See if I can get him for 9 o'clock on Monday.
Jack Hughes. You have a contact at the Devils? Do you know the
PR person? I have email addresses for the two PR guys. You know, like I said, it's a long shot, but why not at least? Why not try?
They say, Jerry, you miss all of the shots you don't take.
That is correct.
Michael Jordan.
None of them go in.
Yep.
That's true.
Wayne Gretzky. One of them said it.
I think they both might have, actually.
They both did. And yeah. Michael Scott on The Office also used that as
There you go. Maybe he said it first.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you and LaPresti at 5.
All right, Jerry. We'll see you tomorrow morning then. So!
Jackson Hewitt handles your taxes and your stress. Inhale on no surprise price of $149 or less. Exhale, paying more for complicated taxes. You won't. Inhale new tax law knowledge. Exhale, missing out on your biggest refund? Certainly not. Don't miss paying $149 or less. Rest easy. Jackson Hewitt's got your taxes. Guaranteed. Limited time offer for new clients on federal terms. Participating locations only. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com/149.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.